It's time for your AFN Koonsan radio update. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry. The 8th Civil Engineering Squadron hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate their new explosive ordnance disposal facility at Koonsan Air Base. Master Sergeant Leland Mello, the 8th Civil Engineering Squadron EOD Superintendent, had this to say.
Yeah, this facility offers us the opportunity to run continuous 24-hour ops during contingencies and exercises. It affords us the ability to store our equipment inside, maintain our vehicles better. It also gives us more modern amenities so that we can conduct better training. Additionally, we have the ability now to have a fitness facility on site to help us with our career field's upcoming occupationally specific fitness assessment. Prior to getting this facility, we were operating in two different, very subpar facilities where our equipment was stored separately in not climate controlled area, our vehicles were outside, and we didn't have adequate workspace to conduct the training and operations that are required of us here on Koonsan.
In other news, the 8th Security Forces Squadron Combat Arms Training and Maintenance Section hosted the Excellence in Competition, or EIC, rifle event on November 21st to 22nd to showcase their capabilities. Throughout the 2 days, six personnel competed every hour from 8 to 5. Each competitor had to fire the M4A1 rifle using iron sights. The top 10% of shooters will be authorized to wear the EIC rifle medal on their service dress uniform. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to koonsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Koonsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Koonsan The Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Koonsan to across the Pacific. I'm Senior Airman Aaron Curry, and this has been your AFN Koonsan Radio Update.